Hi guys, my name is Kai, and this is Heal with Kai, where we focus on healing, health, hygiene, and lifestyle.
Today's episode is about positive mindsets. Where is your positive mindset? Having a positive mindset is truly a game changer. But what exactly is a positive mindset? A positive mindset is expecting good things to happen and having an optimistic outlook on your life. You have to create a mentally positive attitude. And here are a list of things that I put together for you guys to just get an idea of exactly what those things look like. Identify the thoughts you want to change first. Be realistic with yourself, though. Be light-hearted, especially when joking around and just meeting up with old friends and just reconnecting with old energies. Because honestly, what is it worth when you take things personal? It's actually depleting your journey, because you could be smiling in those moments and you could be letting things blow over your head so that they don't hurt your head, instead of always feeling like you have to be in attack mode. I have been in attack mode before. I think we've all got a taste of that, and we just have to make that conscious decision if we want to stay there or not, like everything else. But like I was saying, you need to also create a healthy routine for yourself, including detoxing, dieting, self-care, and being active, which is honestly a major key. Get around more people that are genuinely positive and work on talking to yourself more positively. I promise these things would work. Stop falling into the mindset of those negative self-talks and start to treat yourself good. If you were in a relationship with yourself, think about it. Exactly how would you want to be treated? You have to work on honestly treating yourself that way. Create a self-care routine that you'll actually follow. Don't make a list of all these things that you think that you want to do, and then you end up not doing them because maybe something gets in the way. Make a list that is so realistic that you know that when you wake up in the morning or before you go to bed, that these are things that you're going to implement into your life to guarantee that you get the changes that you're looking for. You have to hold yourself accountable in this journey. This is all a part of the healing process. Limit any negative news, information that may come into your life. The more you take in negativity, the more it can showcase itself in your life. So if you're someone that watches the news every morning, bet that your day doesn't always go as it should, right? Because you are consistently giving your mind, body, and spirit energies of unwanted energies that are now basically trying to take over you. And you should make the choice. And you should make the choice as to what goes into your body. And you should also make the choice that it should be good things that you receive, you know? And not just anything, or just watching the news to stay up to date, when actuality the news is kind of hindering how you feel today and hindering your growth and hindering where you stand and just getting in the way. And anything negative, not even just the news, social media, there's so many different negative outlets that we don't realize affect us. And it's very important to understand what affects you so that you can just navigate better through this journey. And I'm not saying to X out the news and social media completely, but on this journey of healing, you have to be careful and be mindful of exactly what it is that you're entertaining. These things can hinder the growth that you're attempting to do. So until you come to a growing space in your life, you should watch what you consume altogether. Oh, and my favorite, sitting in gratitude every single day. Just taking that time to be grateful. Also, you should change your vocabulary to turn down the negative thoughts in your mind. And meditate, and even use positive affirmations. And last but not least, always take time for yourself to think, to reflect, to make that decision that you were having a problem making, or whatever it might be. Once I was in a really low place, and I didn't even understand how it would affect my life. And it can begin to, but you have a choice. To actually stay there and let it continue to affect you,
or make that conscious decision to go and do the work.
From friends to family to even places that you like to go should change. There is no way you will elevate if you don't change things up in a positive light, of course. Know thyself. Be real. There is a law of the universe from the 7 Hermetic Principles
that states mentalism is that the world is based off of one's mental projection.
In other words, you are what you think, consciously and subconsciously. That's why you must train yourself in order to create the new mindset that you deserve.
I bet that sounds lovely if you understand that you are the creator of your own reality.
You're going to have to work with your own energy to have a positive mindset. At first, it will feel like it's a lot. Be mindful, it takes 30 days to create a new habit, which this one should be the first on your list. Because not only does it make you feel good, but it opens new doors to the opportunities that align with your higher self. It's just something about working on yourself you should put first, so you can see the beautiful changes that emerge into your life. As you believe, you will begin to see that you are capable of all things.
Never allow anyone to discourage you from becoming the new version of yourself.
Never allow anyone to knock you off of your horse that is not even high, but just that horse of authenticity and understanding who you are. Never allow anyone to get in the way of that tranquility that you're creating within yourself, within your life, to see the things that you would like to see in your life. It's important that you use your mind. And if you had to use your mind, why would you choose to have a negative mindset? Like, so you want bad things to happen? Choose to have a positive mindset. Start by implementing some of the things that we spoke about today. Go forth understanding that you are the creator of your own reality, and that until you start to pick up that pen and start to write and start to draw and start to figure it out and start to plan how your life looks, your life would never have a destination. Too many people get old and get weary and get to their deathbeds, and I know they think, and I've heard it before, and they say, wow, I didn't get to do that thing. I didn't get to do this. A lot of people didn't get to do a lot of things because things were in the way. We have to stop allowing so much things to get in the way of the beauty that life holds for us. Because I believe that there is a side for me and you of this world that we are able to attain almost everything that it is. We are able to attain almost everything that God has put here for us. But it's about tapping in and doing the work and not beating yourself up about this work that you have to do, but understanding how to go gracefully into the journey of becoming the positive version of yourself. Someone listening may already feel like they're positive. So that means maybe it's time to spread love. If you have information that will help other people understand you better, why are you not sharing it? When are we going to realize that we are the people of the world? And that we are the vessels for the Creator to pour into us and allow us to pour into others and allow them to understand their journey more? It's important that we work on shaping our positive mindset so that we can attain the things that we desire,
and that we fight for what we believe in
and go gracefully into the journey of creating this positive mindset. Of course it won't have it. Of course it won't happen overnight. Of course it won't be a walk in the park. But I promise that it will become like one. And when it does, you'll look back at day one when you didn't even know what you were doing, or you felt discouraged about just being crazy and saying, well, you know, I'm going to have a positive mindset from here on out. But then you look back and you say, wow, I was feeling so courageous and so optimistic about life, not realizing that I was shaping my life closer to my desires. And the more that I got into the frequency and the more that I understood more about positive energy is where I realized that, wow, I can have the things that at one point in my life, maybe I thought I couldn't even have. And here I am, now I have them. These are all affirmations. These are all things that we have to tell ourselves in order to get where we're going. And if it's important for you to get where you think you should be, then that means that you're constantly figuring out what work it is that you need to do to allow you to elevate and allow you to grow in whatever manner that is. Everyone's growth is going to be different. Everyone's perspective is going to be different. Everyone's, I like to call it, brought up C, which is basically the way you were raised, is going to be different. We are all from different countries, different cultures, different ethnicities, different religions. All these things that play a huge factor in why we are different. So that's why we don't look inside of the next man for our gold. We have to go and find it. And a part of finding your own gold and what makes you special is honestly determined by your mindset. I don't think you're going to find your pot of gold if you're walking around looking for your pot of gold, saying things like, oh my God, where's the pot of gold? It's taking so long. I don't understand why I haven't gotten it yet. I'm about to give up on this because I don't even believe that I'm going to get this because I've been searching and I cannot find it. Instead of maybe tomorrow, and let's just do it this way today, and let's just get more creative, and let's switch things up, and let's do it a little bit faster. Maybe let's do it a little slower. Those are the things and the mindset that's going to help you find that pot of gold. But being negative and being impatient is honestly going to just draw it out and draw it out. And now it's like your dreams feel like they're getting farther away from you, when in actuality, you are pushing them. And that's why we work on our positive mindset. And that's why we ask ourselves, where is my positive mindset? And we remind ourselves that having a positive mindset is truly a game changer. Every single podcast has three questions that you can go ahead and answer, and they can be found on my Instagram. And I believe that everyone should take the opportunity to answer these questions to gain a clearer understanding of their healing journey. My name is Kai, and this is Heal with Kai, and I'm sending you peace, love, and beautiful waters from all ends of the planet. Don't forget to go and like, share, and subscribe, and follow my Instagram and YouTube for more updates on the next episodes coming very soon.